coming to the mic, talking about the food they hate, talking about the food they like. Two fools gonna fight, but only one food can be right. Taste buds, man, yeah, they're coming to the...
Hey, Tasties, welcome to T-A-S-T-E Buds. Good to see you, buddy. What's happening?
I was, when I was home before I left the house to come over here, I stopped and I said to myself, he's going to George today.
I forgot.
Yeah.
They're back, baby.
They're back.
We're back in season.
They're back, and they're Jordy than ever. They're more Jordy than ever.
This is the pair that I always wear on this show.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
I have several. I can identify them by sight. But you didn't cut those, right? Those came pre-cut?
No, I cut these.
You cut these? Then why don't you get the stringy stuff that comes out the bottom? Like,
well, it does, and then eventually I trim it.
Oh, so you do maintenance on those?
You have to.
Because I brought a pair of shorts today in case I felt like it, and I cut mine too, and I get all these long string things.
See how much longer that one is?
It's annoying because when you walk, it tickles your thigh, your ankles, and your...
Yeah, I mean, look at that string.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
You're
overdue there.
Yeah. I had one pair ever that I got from Levi's that were pre-cut.
I have one.
But I didn't like...
You could tell, in a way.
Well, when you... What I didn't like that they did was they had them rolled. They were cut, but then they rolled them. And you were supposed to wear them like that.
That makes zero sense whatsoever.
Well, it was like a look that it was a very metro hipster look for a minute.
It's only folded up once?
No, it was folded up like twice.
So there's a frazzle on top, almost like a scarecrow hat?
No, they were cut and then it would be
rolled like that. But then why cut them? You don't see the cut.
They very well could be hemmed. I bought them, I unfolded them,
and ironed out
the creases, and then I had the fray.
When you unfolded them, was the fray a surprise?
No, it was in there. They were actually cut. They just rolled them because that's what people were doing.
But when you took them off the rack, they were rolled. Mm-hmm. You said you got them home and you unrolled them.
No, I unrolled in the store.
Oh, so you knew you were coming home with a fray?
Yeah.
With a rolled fray.
I knew what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
they bought the tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash.
What's that for?
Airplane. That's literally when the news reports are going out to all different countries. And like they're all, and then there was like this Charlie Rose type of show, whatever it was. And the guy's like, they bought the tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash. Hysterical.
That's so funny.
Shout out to David Zucker.
What's up, Zuck?
And Jerry and
Abrams.
Yeah, and Abrams, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, jorts are back. We got some other stuff to discuss.
I looked at my legs, and, you know, my legs went bald. They went bald a long time ago. I have no, I don't try to, they're bald legs. They're bald legs. My dad's legs went bald. He has all of his hair. I think it's a fine trade-off. And I was going to put on the shorts at first. Like I said, I brought them. Then I looked at my legs, and they were... And I don't normally look at my legs and take note of this. They were so, so dry. And I don't know why legs get dry. Why does skin get dry, V? Humidity? No, not non-humidity?
Lack of moisture,
yeah.
No, right, sure. But they're not just going to get dry because you don't moisturize. They're going to get, they're drier at certain times, right?
Isn't our skin like dead skin?
So? It's dead cells, yes.
Yes, sure.
Yes, so.
Yeah. So you're saying I haven't been exfoliating?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I have to exfoliate. Well, all I'm saying is I look down and I look like two chalk sticks. Huh. And so I actually brought some lotion. So maybe, you know, after this, I'll take these off. I'll lotion up my legs and maybe I'll join you.
Okay. But wait, you said this hair on your legs falls out?
Well, no, it's gone. It fell out.
It just fell out?
Well, not like in one moment. I didn't look down. There were two piles of hair on the floor.
It could mean that you're dehydrated.
What? The dry?
Right, you're dry.
Speaking of which, I think I get a water, actually. Yeah, can you?
I've never... Thank
you. Thanks so much.
I've never heard of leg hair falling out outside of alopecia situation.
No alopecia. You've seen my legs on the show and everything.
It's also from years and years of like fabrics rubbing against.
That's
you know,
true,
like,
but why isn't it for him though? You know,
man, they are.
But look, he started
to go bald a good 20 years ago.
Yeah, the front of your shin, ankles looking pretty bare.
Okay, yeah, but I didn't wear like compression socks. So, like these started to go. My dad went.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This just started to go, and then so for a while people would say to me, "Do you swim?"
Yeah, it does look like you
like
did
competitively.
That.
And I'm like, no. And they're like, what are your legs like that for? And I'm like, oh, they would just go, you shave your legs? And I'm just like, no, I don't. They just, it all fell out. Now, if you look at a picture of me, like in my 20s, I have like a lot of hair on my legs.
I have I've come to just get used to it.
Yeah.
I was in Pennsylvania this morning and I had to pack a bag for the week for New York. And I had to throw my clippers into the bag. I've got a lot of trimming to do later tonight.
All right. Good.
It's always everywhere. It's ridiculous, man.
Would you just stand there and just attack the body?
I got to do chest, pubes, armpits, and then I got to take a razor to the back sometimes.
How do you do that?
It takes me a while.
Very carefully. Yeah,
I have to do it myself, though. It sucks.
How do you do it yourself? So there's no way you're getting full coverage back there.
I get most of it. You have to work it from several angles, and it takes a while. It's a pain. It sucks.
Has that ever made you late? Is shaving your back ever made you late?
No, because I do it like once every 8 weeks or something. It's not, you know, I usually set it. I'm like, okay, tomorrow I will do that.
Right. But you give yourself enough runway.
I have cut my back like bad.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm using like my razor.
There's got to be like something you could do. Like you could probably, you know, you ever see those things they have? I have it. It's telescopic and it scratches your back. It's like a little, like, it looks like a little fork, but it's telescopic.
Like a back scratcher?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just say a back scratcher?
I did. I said it's telescopic and it scratches your back. Because it extends.
Don't put on airs with me.
I'm putting on back scratching airs.
It's telescopic.
Well, because that's the important part. That's what I'm getting at. It's the heart of the matter. You could really firmly tape the razor to the end of that and then have a telescopic razor so you can get full coverage.
I'm looking out for you and
you're mocking me.
I don't know what telescopic means.
Oh, it means that it can extend. Yeah, extend.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it meant...
Is that right? Is it telescopic, right?
Yeah. I thought you meant you could see what's going on back there in some sort of camera.
Well, now you got yourself a seen on TV product. You throw a little camera at the end of that bad boy, and you got the telescopic, camera back scratcher that you can use to scratch or shave.
Should we invent this?
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, I think we just did.
Like a little Roomba for your back.
The lady, I opened the box the other day and I saw this little thing like this, and it had a little like rubber, like little curve on the end. And I was like, what is this? And I looked and it's an alternative to Q-tips, and you put it in your, but there's a camera on the end. So you download an app and then you put this thing in your ear and you're looking at your inner ear and you're like just kind of cleaning your ear that way. It's pretty wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
You haven't lived until you've seen the inside of your ear.
I don't want to see it. The things I see people pulling out of their ears on Instagram, it's revolting.
Is that a trend or something?
Well, there is a bit of a trend of like ear cleaning products, like very simple products, but like little, almost like Dr. Pimple Popper style tools.
Okay.
Where it's like, here's like a...
I've never seen that show.
A metal thing with like... You know, like a circular thing end. And this is how you properly clear it. And then like to demonstrate it on Instagram, it'll be like a close-up of somebody's ear and they're pulling out like...
Oh, I don't understand anymore. I don't understand any more of that.
Anyway, look, I've got other preamble, but we're going to save it for other episodes. We got to get to our battle because it's a big Mother's Day battle. But we're going to do shout-outs to some fans who brought products in the upcoming episodes and gave us some nice things. Don't worry, it's coming. In the meantime, Mother's Day is upon us, and we thought it would be fun to battle mom versus grandma. Which is better?
You brought this to me, and I was like, I don't understand how to do this. And then you were like, oh, I'll throw my grandmother under the bus in a split second. I love my mom and my grandmas. I don't know how you... Do grandparents have their own day? No, right? They got to just... Mother's Day is the day, and then there's no Grandparents' Day?
I think there is.
It's ridiculous.
I've never heard of it or celebrated it, that's for sure.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Every day is Grandparents' Day.
By the way, I got a lot to say, but so I'm team mom, you're team grandma.
But this is, you put me in quite the position here.
That's tough.
I will argue for the merits of grandma, but I can't argue against the merits
of mom. Doesn't matter. You're team grandma, and if grandma loses, you lose.
So grandparents...
Thanks for giving me grandma on the Mother's Day battle. And taking mom.
Here we That's go. Nice. Time two. B-A-T-T-L-E buzz.
Again, put some pine tar on your mic there.
First of all, what does that mean?
I know. No one, if not a sports fan, I guess.
First of all...
Baseball.
George Brett.
Yeah.
As I stand here defending moms...
Yeah.
The idea of Mother's Day makes me sick.
Yeah.
The idea of Father's Day makes me sick. I wrote an op-ed about this for Penthouse a few years back.
I love that sentence.
Yeah. I had a monthly column. I did. I'm not kidding.
You're my best friend. I don't understand this guy. I know.
Oh, you knew I had a monthly column?
Yeah, but you know what? No, you're right, because you're telling me as a way to tell them.
No, I actually didn't know if you knew.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. So
how long did you have it?
2 years.
Wow.
So you
had a deadline every month?
Yeah.
Did you get to choose what the article was about yourself?
I had full frame.
How did you finagle that deal?
Would they
pay you per word?
It was good money.
How did you get that?
My manager at the time called me and said, hey, I think this would be really good for you. I know you're trying to branch out into writing and more opinionated kind of stuff.
They were looking for somebody, maybe a comedic person that had a way with words.
That's literally what it was. They said Penthouse just got bought and it's rebranding and they're trying to go back to the days of Bob Guccione in the 70s, where it's more of a proper magazine that also contains some nudity.
Yeah.
But there's comedy in it and thought pieces. How did you decide?
And did you have to get approval from the editor about the topic?
It was the easiest gig I ever got. I had a meeting with the editor.
Yeah.
And he said, I like you and I like your comedy. Let's give it a shot. And I turned in a piece and they said, this is what we'll pay you for the first piece and let's see how it goes. And the first piece I did was about how Say No to Drugs is bullshit and drugs are great if you use them properly. And
was there a word limit?
They said try to keep it around, I forget, I think it was 2,000 words.
Okay, now I know we have a battle. Yeah. It's mom versus grandma, and yeah. I don't know how long it's going to be, because I don't know if I can, you know. But, and I know you don't like me to get into stuff, but now you have something here that I'm very interested in.
Sure.
And I have a lot of questions.
I could tell you about it through the Mother's Day thing I wrote.
Okay, but I have questions about the details, and I think our listeners ahead. Would too.
Yeah.
Knowing you. Okay, so you had to get every article approved? Like the topic.
No, not even that.
Okay.
There were a couple where I went outside of the box. When COVID hit, I said, I want to write something different this month. I want it to be three letters that I'm writing to myself about the three ways I could handle this.
Oh.
And one is the bad way, one is the good way, and one is the up the middle way. Okay. And I go, and it'll be future me writing to me now, telling me how I handled this.
What was the topic that you were trying to handle? Do you recall?
Was the topic what?
What was the way? What were you trying to handle? What was the topic?
It was COVID. It was a lockdown.
Oh, it was COVID. Oh, okay, okay.
So I wrote one letter to myself where I was like, good job.
Do you have all these issues at home?
Oh, I have every hard copy.
Oh,
yeah.
Hard copy.
Oh. They were still doing print. They went back to print.
I thought you were saying hardcover.
No. They sent me I have every copy.
Okay. So did you ever have stresses about like a deadline or like an idea? Or did you just sit down and you're like, you know what? I'm going to write 100 ideas so I always know I have one? Or because I could picture you being like, oh my God, I got to write this thing. I got to hand it in.
I had a list, but no, it was never stressor. It was the worst it would get would be pain in the ass. Where I was like,
was it?
God damn it. I got to get
sitting,
that done.
Or was it like, did you?
I would usually do it in two sittings. I would, the first sitting I would write, I would outline it and write a lot of it. And then the second one, I would usually figure out like, this is where I'm going to land and then finish it.
And you were always able to get to a point where you're like, this is baked. And you handed it in, or you had to hand it in sometimes being like, I don't know what I have here.
Yeah, when I recorded, I did this thing called the Penthouse Papers. It was a record I did last year that with a Special Thing Records that I was really proud of, and it, whoo, did it bomb. but we did audio, me and Ryan from a Special Thing did audio recordings of all the, not all of them, we picked like 15 of them or something. And I did some rewriting as I was going through it, but for the most part, I was like, oh, wow, all right, this is all right.
That was the first gig you ever had like that? Anything like that?
I think that's the only gig I read. I got published. Me and Burr and Bobby Kelly wrote a book about cheating that was comedic.
Yes.
And I got Fangoria published some of my short fiction.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
But that
op-ed thing, it must be fun to have published works.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm really proud of it. I'm very proud to say I've actually been a published writer. Yeah. And then I got some of my fiction, my horror fiction, published in Penthouse. They were doing that with me for a while.
Wow.
And then they said, we want you to go back to the op-eds. And I did. And then the magazine got sold. And they, It got sold again. And they go, we're not doing print. We're going back to, we're going to go more in a Maxim direction. And so, I forget what
you had fun
happened.
Writing it. Yeah. You had fun.
Yeah. And it was one of those things. I didn't know how good I had it until it was gone. Mm. I was like, this is easy money.
Well, I mean,
they didn't fuck with me at all. My editor was this woman. Her name was Mish. And she's the singer in a punk band, or I guess you'd call it a punk band, called White Lung, who's actually a popular band. She was my public editor. She was like, she didn't fuck with me at all, man. She let me do.
Shout out Mish.
Yeah. Shout outs to Mish. Mish Barber White Way. She let me do whatever. And I just picked I would send it in every month. I'd be like, this month it's about this. She would actually, this is how little they made me, whatever. She would call me sometimes after it was written and approved for publishing and go, I don't know if I believe you really think that or whatever. And like challenge it after. They never gave me a hard time.
Was it a situation where you can get a raise, or it just was like whatever? It was a flat fee. It was a good fee.
It was a great, it was an unheard
was
of.
Was it? Okay.
Dude, it was like a dollar a word. It was nuts.
Oh, they, but that's what you did the math.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But that's unheard of now.
Really?
That was unheard of
and
then.
What would you have to keep it to?
You kidding? Wait. 1,500 words.
Right. Well, so you're damn right. It's going to be 1,500 words every time. You're going to hit the max. Oh no, it was 1,500 no matter what. You just said it would be about 1,500 words. So.
What they paid me was about a dollar a word.
Right.
Which I found out later.
It wasn't technically the rate wasn't a dollar. No, but then you'd always be like, and that's all I have to say about that. You know what I'm saying?
There are publications that pay like that though. There are publications that will pay by the word. But I found out later, like the going rate was like 10 cents a word.
Yeah, I'd be like,
it was nuts.
Okay.
So like, it was easy, man.
What did your parents think about?
They were so proud, even though they didn't approve of the porn aspect.
You could never throw them a copy and say, read
it. No,
right?
I gave them copies.
Really?
I gave them copies.
Have just stacks of penthouses in there.
I don't know what they did with them.
If they got to call somebody like, you know, an electrician or something, he comes in there and there's a stack of penthouses on the coffee table.
I gave my mom some of the copies so to be like for posterity.
Do you think either of them flipped through the nude sections?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think at some point just
absolutely not.
Just one page past you.
Absolutely. When I tell you I am positive, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How could you be positive?
Because I just know my parents. They don't roll like that. It's one of the reasons I'm fighting for my mom today. She's pure,
but it's not even how they roll. A human being, it's like on the other side of this.
I'm telling you, when I tell you, I don't think they even opened the magazine. Okay. I think they just had it to because on the cover, I made the cover on some of them.
No,
where it would say new whatever by Joe DeRosa.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome. It was a dream come true.
Okay,
when I did, this is the last thing I'll say about it. When I did the album, I wrote an introduction for the album because I needed the listeners to understand what these were and why the album was called The Penthouse Papers and all this stuff. And I wrote an intro that was about a place in my neighborhood growing up called the Collegeville Newsstand. And the Collegeville Newsstand was a newsstand that inside, not just an outside stand like you used to see in New York. It was a store.
Okay.
And you'd go in, and we would go in for two reasons. They had comic books and they had porn. So we would go in and get comic books, and then the whole goal as a kid was you'd get a porn mag, like a Hustler or something, or a Penthouse.
Put it inside
like a Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, yeah, and then like hopefully you didn't get caught. So I wrote a whole intro to the album about that and the excitement of getting away with getting the porno mag and getting outside and racing off on your bike, cackling like we did it again.
Now, did you ever get caught?
No. And saying
victimless
like
crime.
How could I ever have predicted that my dream at that age would not be to be able to buy these magazines outwardly, right, but to be writing a piece in one of them and like and that was really true. It was a very weird full circle moment for me.
I've stolen two things in my life. One I was caught, one I wasn't caught.
I got caught.
The rush you get though. One of them would have been pretty embarrassing if I got caught, but I got away with it. I live to tell the tale and I'm fine with it. I used to work at Prudential Security. So we're talking, I'm in my 20s.
Jesus Christ.
I told you this.
This is heavy. Prudential Security?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. No, it's not like I didn't feel secure.
I was siphoning from a mob boss in Long Island.
You've heard of Charles Schwab? No. I was broke and working there, and at the cafeteria was, you know, you go, it's like a big, almost like whatever, you go get your stuff and then you pay, you go to the line and pay. But once you're in there, it's like all different stands and, you know, there's a pizza stand here and they make sandwiches here and this is a salad bar and all. So I used to go get like, they had the heat lamps, they had chicken fingers. I probably told you this. And I would take a Dixie cup for a large soda. And I would go to the, and I, by the way, shout out Dave Marzullo. He's the one who taught me this. He was the master. And I would take my, he's a fireman now, so I hope I'm not outing you that you stole. And I would take my chicken tenders and I would put them in the cup
Dixie cup
for the soda, because it was a fountain seltzer.
Wow.
Then would cover that and I would pay a dollar for the soda, but the chicken tenders were like $7.
I thought you were going to say, like, you got a Dixie cup instead of just want water and then you'd put soda in it. Like
no,
soda.
I went hard. I got actual poultry in there. And it was like a pound of poultry in there too. God forbid they touched it.
Yeah.
They peeked over anything.
Is that breading on the lid?
Yeah. And I even jammed the straw in there because I was trying to really go full, yeah, like Donnie Brasco.
I'm picturing you, they're like, sir, take a sip of it. We don't believe you.
I will tell you, I probably did that about maybe 3 or 4 times. And I will tell you, it wasn't even that I was going to get caught, but the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, oh, what do you got there? Oh, you stole a video game?
Yeah, I know.
It was a man in his 20s stealing tender chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. The last time I stole food, I was in college. I would go into to the like, they had the cafeteria, then they had like the shop, like the bistro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go into the bistro sometimes and steal breaded chicken sandwiches. And the rush was, it was unparalleled.
I know my heart was beating out of my chest. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I feel alive.
Yeah.
But like, but I didn't know. I could probably risk my job maybe doing that
for
$6, but I didn't have any money and I was hungry. So here's another thing real quick. In college, we had a terrible setup for lunch in our school, but there was a college down the road. I went to St. John's. Wagner College was down the road. They had dorms. It was beautiful. And they had the dorm set up for food. So they had a whole food thing that was a meal plans for kids. So they would go in there with like their ID or whatever. And they just, it was everything and anything, all you can eat all day.
Yeah.
So we would go from St. John's at lunch. We would drive to Wagner College. And then we just wait around outside. And as a group of Wagner kids walked in, we kind of just walked in with them.
And then
I would eat on Wagner College's dime.
Yeah, my friends went to a science college
about it.
In my V's freaking out. We got to get to the battle.
Okay.
This episode of Taste Buds is sponsored by BetterHelp. I want to get something off my chest, people. I deal with anxiety. I deal with depression. I know you're looking, not you, Joe. Not you. You're just a beam of sunshine. You're a gentle breeze. How could somebody like you suffer from these things? Well, I do, folks, and a lot of us do. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's stuff that we go through. Life can be tough, or at the very least challenging, all right? We all carry around different stressors, all right? And they're big, they're small, they're all types of sizes. But when you keep them bottled up, they can start to affect you negatively. Therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's personal stuff. Maybe it's something family related. Maybe it's just something that you're dealing with solely on your own that relates to your own private and personal journey. In any case, I've benefited from therapy when dealing with these things, and I think that you can too. BetterHelp is here to what? To help. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tastebuds today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/tastebuds. Folks, let's talk about Mint Mobile. Here's the thing. I really, really like what Mint Mobile is doing. Why? Because I think paying a fortune for your wireless service stinks. It's that simple. And Mint Mobile, why do they not stink? Well, because they got phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I mean, guys, you know what I'm talking about. You look at your phone bill sometimes going, what am I doing? How have I even been affording this? If you're feeling like that, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile. Get yourself unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans and the jaw-dropping monthly bills and the unexpected overages and all that stuff. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/tastebuds. That's mintmobile.com/tastebuds. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/tastebuds. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have time. Go to the doctor's office to get treated for every little thing. By every little thing, I'm talking about erectile dysfunction. I'm not saying you got a little thing. I'm just saying, you know what I mean, folks. Listen, erectile dysfunction. Let's talk about it. And let's talk about our sponsor, Hims. Now you can get treated for ED, erectile dysfunction, without stepping outside your door, okay? You ever feel like you need a little boost in the bedroom? Well, Hims can help you with that boost. You will feel confident knowing you can, oh boy, get hard and stay hard whenever you're in the mood. Sick of the one-size-fits-all method, especially when it comes to your ED treatment? Well, good news, you've got options with Hims. Look, we're making light and we're being jovial here, but this is a stressful thing that men face, some men, and it's something that you don't want to have to feel even more stressed about by going through some laborious process to get treated or feel embarrassed or whatever it is. And that's why Hims is so great. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. All right, start your free online visit today at hims.com/tastebuds. That's hims.com/tastebuds for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/tastebuds. Hard mints are chewable compound products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Listen, let's get back to the battle.
Okay.
Full circle to the Penthouse article. I think it's egregious that we even have these holidays. I think the fact that we are trying to turn a mom and a dad into a superhero because they created life, the easiest thing on planet Earth to do. There's no miracle about it.
It's not that easy.
I mean, but you know what I mean.
It is a miracle.
But you know what I mean. People go, the miracle of it's.
It is a miracle.
It's basic science.
No, but the fact that you are here is a miracle. Because I don't agree with that. But the statistics, the analytics, you're like one in a billion.
Yeah, but that's the analytics. I get that. I hear that argument a lot. The analytics are so.
Getting pregnant is not a miracle, but the fact that you made it through is a miracle.
Yeah, but it's not though. It's one sperm gets through
out of like a billion.
Yeah, but the point is one of them is getting through. So who cares? You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's not the point.
If a different one
person's winning the lottery every week.
If a different one got through, it would be just a different version of me. It's not like.
But you could have had a billion different versions. It's not like this one.
But here's my point. It's not like, hey, dude, this you sitting before me fought through rivers of whatever's in there and penetrated the egg and got in and like you achieved that. That's a miracle. It's not. It's just.
It is too.
You
flip out if I pick your card out of a 52 card deck. You flip out. You're one in a billion.
If I said to you,
okay, there's a billion cards here and I'm thinking about one of these billion and you picked it. If you picked odds of one of a billion or something, you would probably jump off a roof.
Here's the difference.
It's impossible.
But here's the difference. This is where this thing is flawed, and this is why I don't ever care for this one in a billion thing. The what you're saying, the card analogy, the card part of it would be fascinating and would be amazing. That's not what birth is. What birth is there's a billion cards and you just walk over and take one and go, all right, that's the one you got. Right. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but if I'm that card, it's a miracle. If I said to you right now, Joe, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 billion, and you got it right, I would just move away and become a hermit.
But nobody's guessing the number when it comes to the sperm that gets through. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure, but if I was in a line of 1 billion people, and they're like, one person shall live, and they said you, I would probably die of a heart attack.
Yeah, but it's not 1 billion people. It's 1 billion.
All right. Card tricks are a miracle. Sperm. Birth isn't. Let's keep moving.
My point is if I throw 52 cards at an egg and they said, no matter what happens, every time you throw 52 cards at that egg, one of the cards will stick in. And then out of 52 times, we had 52 eggs with 52 different cards.
I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be really honest.
Right?
You lost me.
You're not getting... Really?
No. I really did lose me, but I don't think it's of any consequence.
But I'm saying, if every time I threw a deck of cards at an egg,
okay,
a woman's egg...
Okay.
Not an egg like a chicken.
Okay,
egg.
Then you really lost me. Okay, go ahead. You're going to throw a deck of cards at
you. You were doing a card analogy to the billion of sperm.
So you have a woman's egg in your hand, you throw a deck of cards at it.
I'm saying you take 52 cards. Yeah. There's a woman's egg.
Yeah.
You throw the deck of cards at it. And they say, and a scientist says to you, every single time, not every single time, because sometimes it doesn't work, pregnancy doesn't take. But some of the times, when you throw that 52 cards at that egg, one of them will stick. Mm-hmm. And that is the sperm that got through and will impregnate the cup. I go, okay, I do it. He goes, look at that. One got through, just like how pregnancy works. I go, okay, which card is it? He goes, happens to be the 7 of clubs. I don't go, what a miracle. What are the odds that the 7 of clubs got? It's like there was no prediction for it. There was no. Do you see what I'm saying?
I will say this.
If there was a way to.
I will say this. I'm in my second half of my 40s.
Yeah.
And I have never heard a more ridiculous and stupid analogy in my entire life. You're throwing a deck of 52 cards at a woman's egg, talking to a scientist, and that's not. It's a miracle. It's 52.
If there was a way to categorize the sperm individually. Maybe there is. I don't
all
know.
All I'm saying is,
right?
You were a sperm.
Right.
You got chosen. It's a miracle. You got chosen.
I just got through.
But you got through. But you, whatever you want to call it, Samantha.
But I'm saying, if you could,
what is the average ejaculate? Let's get these stats on how many sperm is in.
But my point is this: you can't categorize the sperm. There's no, here's my point. When the pregnancy's about to happen, there's nobody going.
I think.
A thousand of these are blonde-haired, blue-eyed. My POV, 1,000 of these are dark-haired, whatever.
But my POV is you. The one sperm.
So
that made it through. It's a 1 in a billion.
It's 20 to 150 million sperm per milliliter, and 20? There's about and then
20 million to 150 million. Oh, I was like, whoa, 20 is low.
Yeah.
20. So up to 100, you're at least 1 in 150. You're at least 1 in 20 million, if not 1 in 150 million. Okay.
It just seems to me like it's all sort of very random. Okay. It's like sometimes a sperm gets in and then sometimes it doesn't.
Well, agree to disagree.
I feel like I kind of would be relatively the same if a different sperm got in.
Well, think about the difference between a brother and a sister. They're not the same.
If you said to me, I've got
a brother and a brother.
Ready? Here we go. Ready? Well, it's different.
Sperms. You tell me what you want to do here. We'll go to 40, right? Obviously, on this one,
we'll go a little long.
Okay,
but my point is this: if you said to me, the chances of the pregnancy taking are 1 in whatever, and therefore your existence is 1 in whatever, that to me is a far more interesting statistic and miracle over the amount of sperm in the one that got through. Thing. You see what I'm saying?
Unless maybe it's the same thing. On a battlefield,
right?
And it was 150 million warriors with you on the battlefield. And we say, we are going to battle to the death until one of you is standing out of 150 million.
Sure.
And you were left standing at the end.
Sure.
Isn't that something else?
It is. But here's the difference. There's no skill set in a batch of sperm.
But there is.
They're not battlers.
There's motility. There's, you know,
it's kind of like they organically do what they're going to do, and yeah, what happens is going to happen.
I get that.
If you say, what are the odds of pregnancy occurring? That to me is more interesting.
Okay, what's a modern day miracle?
This is coming from an adopt. Listen, you know what's more interesting to me? The fact that I'm here now with you as an adopted person. The fact that I was born to people who could not, or maybe just took one look at me and said, forget it. We don't know.
It's up for debate.
We don't know what happened.
Right.
But my point is that the fact that, dude, you were born, the biological parents could not handle it for whatever reason. You were given up for adoption. You were this. That to me is a far more interesting world of statistics and odds than the science of sperm.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my take.
What's a modern day miracle to you?
I think it's on topic. Yeah. I think we're on topic because we're getting back to my point. Yeah. The fact that we're making superheroes.
You can't have a mom without a grandmom, though.
But the fact that we're making superheroes out of people because they had kids on these holidays is nuts. But if we have to do it and you're stuck celebrating all of them on these holidays, you can't go Happy Father's Day, Dad, without saying Happy Father's Day, Granddad. You can't say Happy Mother's Day, Mom, without saying Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
But can I tell you something?
The ants all get a rose.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
And this might be just like I don't know how you can defend this, but a grandmother is both.
Yeah. That's a nice call.
So it's a mom plus.
But I'll tell you what
it's
a mom
squared.
I'll tell you what a mom isn't that a grandmom often is. Frightening.
Well, is there a spectrum of grandma? Sure. There's the one with the huge mole that has an attitude problem and like, you know, has no teeth and she scares you with that But then there's also the grandmother that has like a piping hot cherry pie on the windowsill that brings you in and does nothing but
no. I'm going to go personally here. I got to go personally. Mm-hmm. We all do. This is everybody's fight. There are people out there that hate their mom. There are people out there that hate their grandma. There are people out there that love and adore both, whatever. I'm going to go personal with this, as we all probably will. I'm going to put my mom all day long above my grandmoms for two reasons.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's not our mom and our grandma. It's moms and grandmoms.
No, I know. Okay. But I'm going to say the reason.
But you're like, I'm putting my mom against a better than my grandma.
Well, because you brought up, you said that I would say I'd throw my grandma under the bus. I have to justify that.
Okay.
My mom obviously raised me, obviously loves me. I love her very much. She's a big fan of the show. That doesn't hurt. She also,
Mr. Rosa, if you're watching, and we know that you are.
Yeah, she is.
Happy Mother's Day.
She is. She went wild for the Cabbage Patch Kids episode. Wild. Anyway, so, and I'm also adopted. So for me personally, it adds a very extra special layer.
Sure.
I will say this: God rest my grandmother's soul. I had two. I never met one of them. My mom's mom, I never met. She passed before I was born, sadly. My dad's mom, I did know, and I love her. And God rest her soul, she was not the traditional baked cookies, you know.
Sure.
She was a nice lady.
Yeah, but now we're talking about anyone can be either way.
So sure.
I think what we're talking about, what we should be talking about is the thing you conjure up when you think grandma at its best degree. And the thing you conjure up when you think of mom at its best. So
otherwise,
you're just splitting hairs. It's
okay, then that's fair. Mom wins all day long. Mom's there to pick you up when you fall. Mom's changing your diapers. But mom's feeding you. She's putting a roof over your head.
Well, this is why I didn't understand the battle, really. I really don't get that.
Well, because some people say, well, what's better than going to grandmom's house?
Well, I will say your mom also has to discipline you. Your mom also has to be the one to punish you. Is it good for later? Yes. But when you're a kid, your grandmother, you go, and she's like, there's no rules here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right? I gotta tell you something. Grandmom.
Mom's like, get that cookie out of your hand. Grandma's like, psh, take that cookie.
Yeah.
Right?
Grandmom's bad influence. Fair weather friend. She dips in when things are going good on the holidays, whatever. She slips you some candy. She gives you a 5-spot. She's out the door.
She knows her role and she slam dunks it.
I mean, it's a little bit like there's a little bit of a mob vibe to it. You know what I mean?
I can see a lot more instances where you could be like, oh, mom, enough already. But I don't really know when someone goes, grandma, enough already.
Really?
Yeah.
let her get up into the 90s and then think, you know, she's sitting at the end of the table talking about how she knew Herbert Hoover or whatever. And you're like, Grandma, please, can we wheel her into the other room?
Grandma that's made it to the 90s is something you have an issue with. This lady who has traversed life and has seen and experienced everything and should basically be at the top rung of the ladder of respect due. And you don't want to hear about how she knew a president.
The ramblings.
Okay.
No, because she didn't know him. She just thinks that she did.
A mom could ramble.
I'm not familiar with mom rambling, to be honest with you.
Grandmothers pick up extra skill sets. They learn to bake. They learn to knit. Most moms don't do that stuff.
My mom does that stuff.
They're like, you know what they're like? They're like, if you're playing a video game, they're like the avatar that keeps getting more experience points and has more tricks up their sleeve.
See, I like that you brought the video game analogy into this. I think if you're playing if you were playing like a Legend of Zelda style video game, okay? Mm-hmm. Follow me now.
Yeah.
The mom, it would be the character that's with you on the journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have to sometimes rotate your character out for. You know, sometimes in those adventure games, sure. you come to like a bridge and you're like, well, this sure. character can't jump that far, but then you switch and this character but can.
What's your mission? Are you going to save the grandmother? Why?
No, she's worth the it. Grandmother character. Grandmother character is the person you go see in the cave throughout the game yeah. that gives you some cryptic hint, and you go, "What are you doing for me?
Well, does she give
help me out or don't
does
help
she
me
give
out
you
here?
A cryptic hint, or does she give you the sword that's going to be used to kill the dragon?
She
what
gives
does she
you
do?
A cryptic
she
hint.
She gives you some. I bet you she gives you some type of crystals or jewels. To she gives you spending money. She gives you some potions that she whipped up just to keep you in good health. And then she gives you a golden dagger that, guess what? When you're on your knees and something's breathing over you with big teeth or whatever, you're going to take grandma's golden dagger. You're going to kill that thing. She gives you the tools you need to beat the game.
It's like she's going to tell you something that you got to go figure out then for 3 hours on your own. And you go, you could have just told me, lady.
Okay, but is the game really a game? If that part is not in it, I mean, like then that's why you feel accomplished when you figure these things out. Everything's gonna be handed to you your whole life.
Let's
on a silver
talk about
platter,
smells.
Joe. Okay. I love the smell of butterscotch in the morning.
You're getting a smell often more from the grandmother than from the mother. I think.
Well, you know,
or at least from the house of the person.
I will say a grandmother probably has a higher chance of smelling like terrible perfume. Maybe mothballs, but a grandmother also has a chance of smelling like you said, an apple pie as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My mom baked my whole life. My mom, see, this is the weird thing. This is, I'm trying to keep my personal stuff out of it, but my mom cooked and baked my whole life. My grandmom was not into that stuff. So I never had the experience of, she was also a little tight with the pocketbook, if I'm being honest, you know, it was never.
Well,
let
me ask you this. You find love. You have a kid.
Yeah.
That kid is born. Boy, girl. What do you like?
Either way, it's a God one bless. In a billion.
Okay. Right. So you got a little boy, right? Yeah. Just to, better for the analogy because it's like you. And he likes your wife better than your mother. Your mother's still the same person.
He's trying to move in on my
no.
turf?
Like you're saying, like you're saying that he's automatically going to like his
Wait
mom.
A minute.
Your
I have
wife,
a kid with a woman.
Your partner.
Yeah.
He's going to, according to you, he will like her better than he likes your mother. That you.
Well, it depends on who the mother is.
But I'm saying, in your situation, you're putting your mom up on the pedestal, right? But once the hunter becomes the hunted, if she becomes a grandmother, that means that your son is going to pay more, like, is going to pick his mom over your mom. But you're saying your mom is so great, but I'm just going to show you that it's really not, it's really about just where they are.
Well, as he should. Yes, I see what you're saying.
So you go up to your mom and be like, you know,
she's Joey not his mom. She's not.
Not really into it.
She's not his mom. She's my mom.
Okay.
I'm saying my mom versus a grandma. The position that you are in.
You're saying it to you, right? So that's why I think it's getting tricky. And I wonder how people will vote because obviously a mother is more important to a person than the grandmother for literal obvious reasons we don't even get into. I'm just saying the. The category of mom and what it entails in the category of grandma. Not my mom versus my grandma, right?
No, I know. I'm saying in general, though, I think any person is saying right, a mom versus a grandma.
And that's why I start off saying you got points on your bat because Of course.
But I'm saying,
gonna choose the mom.
Look at this, dude. We got people saying, I'm choosing not to vote. This one's kind of fucked up. Look at this.
All right, let's go to these.
I love my mother, but grandmom always spoiled us rotten.
Not a fan.
Why
of
would you do this to us?
You know what? Not a fan of either. I'm choosing not to vote.
And also,
I would not be in this world.
Let's retweet. We haven't done this in a while.
See, they think they're talking about their mother versus their grandmother.
We have to retweet Alex as the win for the day, even though we're going to read. That's great. We haven't done this in a while. The winner of today's comments, Alex. Follow Alex at AYECEEVEE. Why would you do this to us?
Everybody's
so funny.
Taking it as their mother versus their grandmother.
Well, that's fine. That you everybody's going to look at it through a personal lens.
Skewing the vote as to per what we were trying to get at is all I'm saying.
Oh, by the way,
grandparents do have their own day. I mean, piss off with this.
Nobody knows that.
The days are ridiculous.
Yeah, this is a day for everything.
Do you know the money I'm into my parents for every day? Mother's Day, Father's Day, anniversary, Christmas, and two birthdays. This is ridiculous.
It's really not. It's a one-way street, really. They got you for birthday and Christmas, and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you're doling out a lot more.
Yeah, I've given to them.
Grandma's not so bad now, is she?
No, you got Grandparents' Day now.
I didn't know that. Did anyone here know that Grandparents' Day was September 8th?
I looked it up earlier. That's the only reason why.
Yeah, but did you know that?
I figured there was a day, but...
I mean, but why does no one know it? I didn't even know it existed.
It always says the first
it's not
day
like Uncle
after
Day.
Labor yeah. Day. It says after...
It's up there with Arbor Day. Nobody cares. Yeah. Grandparents' Day. I mean, who cares? My grandma picks favorite grandchildren. I mean, my mom does too, but at least I am her favorite. Mom kept it real. Both of my grandmothers are dead, so I'm going with grandma. Well, today we're really going to find out who has a good relationship. That's great. This is too tough a question. Dude, I have never seen people tap out and go, I can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay.
Not a fan of either of them.
You guys give us a little... Vote?
Oh,
sorry. My grandmother swore like a sailor and beat on us like men. Grandma wins. My mother was a pushover.
Beat on us like men.
That's
Grandma's
great.
Hands
That's
are,
great.
Are better, babe. Bill Withers said it best.
Not a fan of either of them.
All right. Well, let's get a drum roll here. A humble pie. Where are we going with it? Mom, all right, where are you going?
I don't know. I got to be honest. I have no idea.
It's not your mom versus your grandma.
I'm going to go mom. Yeah, they're all moms.
People are going to pick grandmom because they think like, oh, it's
but grandma is
pies and money
this
and
was
gifts.
A very tricky one that you yeah. gave us today, right?
Well, it's that's what's that best. Good. Here we go. What's the vote?
Oh, my God. Well, of course it's going to be that.
I did not think that would happen.
Because people have to say, my mom gave birth to me and raised me. It has to be my mom as much as I love
but
my
they
grandma.
Could have also said what you said, which is your mom wouldn't be there without your grandma.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Well, what's the vote?
Biologically, this was a shoe-in.
The 81.6% to moms. Grandmas get 18.4%.
Grandma's got disrespect.
That is a landslide and a victory I needed, quite frankly.
You know
frankly.
Why grandmas don't care? Because they're also moms, so they won.
Yeah.
They also won.
It's a win-win. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Always nice to get a little bit of a little bit of grounded from
Happy Mother's Day. I still love you. So does your mom and your grandma.
I still love you, babe.